Zakh Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Bavakama Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph. We find two parshias in the Torah that talk about how a ganef has to pay back. Sometimes a ganef has to pay kevel, he has to pay double, and sometimes he has to pay above a chamisha, four or five times the amount. The general rule is, if someone steals something, and bezin is mechayiv him on the ganeva, in other words, he didn't come to admit, he has to pay kevel, that's the keren, the principal, plus double the amount, plus another time the principal. And by the way, this applies only to a ganef, not a gazlen. What's a ganef? Rather, who's a ganef? Ganef is someone who steals something when no one's looking. A gazlin, who comes out in the open and just grabs something from someone, he only pays keren. Why is the Torah more machmer by a ganef than a gazlin? I'm sure you know the answer. A ganef is scared of people, but not scared of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At least the gazlin, he has a major problem over here being a gazlin. But he doesn't respect people more than Hashem. Another possibility of paying kefil is a shomer. Let's say a shomer chinam who says, oh, your item, it was stolen. And he swears to that effect. Afterwards, we find the ganeva was in his possession. He also pays kefil to the bialim. So that's kefil. When do you pay four or five times the amount? That's if you steal a shar or a seh, and you shecht it or sell it. Five times the amount for a shar, four times for the seh. And I'm sure you know, why was the term more machmer by a shar than a seh? One reason is, he steals someone's shar, he can't do any work. The shar, he needs to work on the field. The other reason is, if you steal a shar, so you walk away with the shar. If you steal a seh, you have to run with it on your shoulders, and it's very embarrassing. Okay, so Zakh the Mishnah. Miruba midas tashlume kefil. There are more cases where you pay kefil. Midas tashlume above a chemisha than when it would come out that you pay four or five times the amount. Reason being, she midas tashlume kefil, this halach of paying kefil, Nihagas, it applies to anything that you steal. Whether it's something that's alive, like a behema or a chaya, birds or fish, not just a shor or a seh. And it applies to, let's say, clothes or kalim as well. Let's learn from the pasuk al kol dvar pesha. We learn from the word kol that kefil is nayag by anything, even by something that's not alive. On the other hand, umidas tashlume abra v'chemisha, when you pay four or five times the amount, ein an heges, ela b'shar v'seh b'lvad. That would only be for stealing an ox or a sheep, and then shechting it or selling it, shenemar. As the pasuk says, ki yignaif ish, if a person will steal, shar an ox, oiseh, or a sheep, utfachai, and he shechts it emachari or sells it. And the pasuk concludes, chamisha baka yishalom tachas ashar, he'll pay five times the amount for stealing the shar, and four times for the seh. So the Torah said this, then dafka by an ox or a sheep. Vayikra zakta Mishnah. In some ways, the halachis of kefil and abra v'chemisha are the same. For example, ein ha-goynef achar ha-ganef mishalom tashlume kefil. If you steal from a ganef, you do not pay kefil. Ein ha-goynef, we don't say that someone who steals achar ha-ganef mishalom tashlume kefil. Let's say Reuven stole a table from a Baal Bayis. And Shimon goes and steals it from Reuven. So Shimon is a goynef min haganef. He does not pay kefil, not to Reuven and not to the Baal Bayis. To Reuven, the first ganef, he's potter because the pasuk says, v'goynef mi beis ha'ish, im yimatzi haganef yishalom shnayim. You only pay kefil if you stole it from the beis ha'bailim, not if you steal it from the ganef's house. Now, Shimon doesn't have to pay the bailim either kefil, even though it's their chayfetz. That's because when Shimon stole it, it really wasn't a chayfetz in the reshus anymore. Therefore, for all practical purposes, it wasn't their chayfetz. By kefil, it says, we're going to be based on ish. You have to steal it from his house, from the reshus of the original owner. If it wasn't in his reshus when you stole it, then there's no kefil. Incidentally, we also learn from here that if someone steals something, the bailim cannot be magdashit. They can't donate it to hegdash or sell it because it's not in their reshus. Now, it's only the kefil Hashem doesn't have to pay back to the bailim. But the keren, the principle, the item itself, that it does have to pay back. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, v'lo ha-toveach, v'lo ha-moicher achar ha-ganef, v'sham tashlumia abor v'chamisha. V'lo ha-toveach, not the one who shechts, v'lo ha-moicher, not the one who sells. Achar ha-ganef, after stealing it from a ganef, v'sham tashlumia abor v'chamisha, he doesn't pay four or five times the amount respectfully. Let's say Reuven stole the shar or seh, Shimon steals it from Reuven, then Shimon goes ahead and either shechts it or sells it, he does not pay a bar v'chamisha, not to Reuven and not to the Baal HaBayis. Now the reason is, being that he's pater on kefil, so you can't be mechayef him on the tficha and the mechira. The Gemara explains that 4 or 5 times the amount is based on kefil. In other words, he doesn't really pay 4 or 5 times the amount. He pays kefil plus another 2 for stealing a set, and he shechts it or sells it, and another 3 for stealing a shar, shechting or selling it. But if you're not chayev on kefil, and we already learned from the pasuk, if you steal from a gan, if you're not chayev on kefil, that would mean that he pays 3 or 4 times the amount, and we don't have such a payment of 3 or 4 times the amount. The Torah never tells us that he pays 3 or 4 times the amount. So if he can't pay 4 or 5, then he just pays the keren. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. There are many more things you pay kefil for than what you would pay a bar v'chamisha for. Kefil is for stealing anything, as long as you didn't admit, and Bezin was mechayev you. 4 or 5 times the amount is only if you steal a shar or a seh, and you shecht it or sell it. 5 times the amount for a shar, 4 times the amount for a seh. Not for any other animal, and of course not for any other thing that's not an animal. We learned even in regard to kefil, it's only the original ganef who steals from the balabas. But if Reuven climbs into the window at night and steals something from the owner, and then Shimon goes and does the same thing to Reuven, Shimon does not pay kefil. Not to Reuven and not to the balabas. However, to the balabas, he does have to pay back the keren. And for that matter, if Reuven stole a shar or a seh, and then Shimon went and stole it from Reuven, shechted and sold it, he would not pay arba v'chamisha.